Finding friends through support groups. Across the UK, PSPA support groups are bringing people together to form a community and build friendships. People living with and affected by PSP and CBD join our support groups at different stages of their journey. Some are newly diagnosed, others are caring for a loved one, and some are adjusting to life after loss. Whether through our bereaved carers groups, the men's group, or our support groups, many have found lasting friendships. It felt like we had a table for four. Sharon O'Gorman and Keith Wigmore both came to PSPA's Bereaved Carers online support group after losing their partners to PSP. Sharon's husband, Richard, died in June 2023. Keith's wife, June, died in March 2025 after he had already been involved in several of PSPA's groups following her diagnosis in 2021. Sharon joined the group as soon as it was set up. She said, "I got an email saying they were starting this group and I thought I'd give it a go. I wanted to hear about other people's experience of losing a loved one to PSP." Both Sharon and Keith had tried other bereavement groups. While helpful in some ways, they found they lacked an understanding of PSP. Keith explains, "You talk to a lot of people and they don't understand PSP. They don't understand what the journey has been like with a loved one with PSP, or the feelings of loss you get at each stage of the disease." Sharon continues, "It's not the same. Everyone has their own story, but when it comes to the PSPA group, we all have the same background. It makes such a difference to speak to people who understand." Following some of the online meetings, Keith and Sharon realised they lived close to each other and decided to meet in person. Both felt some uncertainty, as Keith shares. "I wasn't sure how we were going to chat or what I was going to feel, but it has been lovely. I found it so easy to talk. We chatted for over an hour and there were no pauses. You don't have to think about how to explain things. The best way that I can describe it was it felt like we had a table for four. Richard and June were with us." Both discussed the complexity of caring for someone with the condition, including feelings of guilt and uncertainty. "One of the worst feelings when you are caring for someone is guilt," Sharon says. "Just knowing that others feel the same really helps." Within the support group, members share how they coped during different stages of PSP and how they're feeling after loss. "Online, we chat about how we cope with different situations," Keith explains. Then someone says, "I have that problem," and you realise you're not alone. It's not all unique to you. Sharon continues, "In other groups, people may not have heard of PSP, so they can't fully understand it. With this group, everyone knows." Both now encourage others to consider joining PSPA's support groups. Sharon said, "It really does help to talk to someone who knows what you're going through. The groups connect you to people who will really understand. And if you're lucky, you may even live close enough to someone to meet up in person. It's a wonderful way to start a friendship, and Keith and I would be delighted if anyone else would like to join us. Talking and sharing experiences really does help." It felt like a safe space immediately. Jackie Watters was diagnosed with CBD in 2016 after several years of unexplained symptoms. Finding support during PSPA's CBD support group has not only helped her feel less alone, but has also led to meaningful relationships, such as the one she has formed with Eileen, a fellow group member who lives close to her in Northern Ireland. Jackie said, "I look forward to the monthly CBD online support group. When I first joined, I didn't quite know what to expect, but what I found was a group of people who just understood. I remember my first meeting so clearly. What struck me straight away was how light-hearted it was. I think I'd expected something very serious and heavy, but instead there was warmth and humour. It felt like a safe space immediately. That's also where I met Eileen. We got chatting during the sessions and realised we didn't live too far from each other in Northern Ireland. Over time, that connection grew into a real friendship. We now meet up for coffee and lunch, and it's lovely to have that face-to-face time with someone who truly gets what I'm going through. We look out for each other, keep in touch, and always manage to have a bit of a laugh as well. The friendship has meant so much to me. The group itself is very relaxed and welcoming. You don't have to talk if you don't want to, which takes the pressure off, but there's always someone who brings up a topic that gets everyone chatting. Before you know it, the hour is gone. It's not just about the difficult things. We also have a laugh together. For me, one of the biggest benefits has been the sense of being understood. When I speak in that group, I don't feel like I have to explain everything from the beginning. People just get it. They know how it feels to lose abilities, to feel frustrated, or to worry about the future. That shared understanding is incredibly comforting. Finding the support group has given me a sense of belonging again. It reminded me that I'm not alone in this, and through people like Eileen, it's given me real friendships. I just thought I'd try it and see. Mervyn Harris is a carer to his wife Tina, who was diagnosed with PSP 4 years ago. Mervyn became one of the first members of the Men's Carers support group. Mervyn said, "At the time, I didn't really know what I would get out of it. I just thought I'd try it and see. I'm so glad I did. The group has become an important source of support. I attend the Men's Carers group as well as the London support group. Because Tina has so many appointments and needs so much support, I don't really have the time to socialise outside the meetings. So when we meet online, I get a huge amount out of it. The biggest thing is being able to talk to people who understand what it's like. Many of us didn't start out as carers. We had to grow into the role. Hearing how other men are managing, looking after their partners and dealing with the challenges gives you confidence. You think, if they can do it, then I can too. We share a lot of practical information as well. For example, I was struggling to find a solution for getting Tina down the stairs in her wheelchair. Someone in the group recommended a company that makes an attachment to help manage stairs. Advice like that makes a tremendous difference when you're trying to navigate these situations on your own. David, who runs the men's group, has a huge amount of experience after caring for his wife for 8 years. He's even put together spreadsheets with different meal ideas for the different stages of the condition, which is incredibly helpful. People share tips, ideas, and resources all the time. The friendships that develop in the group are also really important. Over time, you get to know each other very well. There's Robin, whose wife has CBD, and another David, who does a lot of charity walks for PSPA. Even though everyone's situation is slightly different, we all understand what each other is going through. When we join the meetings, we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we know the situations we're facing at home. If someone has a problem, the group will try to help. At one point, Tina needed to call me from another room, and I wasn't sure how to manage that, but someone suggested installing a doorbell system. It's simple ideas like that that can make everyday life a bit easier. What I really value is how inclusive the group is. It makes you feel part of a community that genuinely cares and supports one another. There may not be a cure for PSP or CBD, but in the group we believe there is always a solution to help make things a little bit easier. Caring can be exhausting. Tina's voice is now badly affected and her mobility has declined, and it can be very tiring managing everything. But having the group there makes a huge difference. It means you're not facing it alone. For me, the PSPA support groups have given me information, direction and encouragement when I've needed it most. Knowing there are other people walking the same path who understand exactly what you're going through helps lessen that feeling of isolation and reminds you that you're part of a community. Find out more. PSPA offers a wide range of support groups for people affected by PSP and CBD, including in-person, online, and specialised groups for newly diagnosed people and carers. To find out more, contact the helpline on telephone 0300 0110 122 or email helpline@PSPAssociation.org.